The makers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater.
Sitting alone, singing a song under a Western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder spills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys yippee-i-o, while the dogies mill and low. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's born in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Hi, folks. This is Foy Willing saying welcome and help yourself. Help yourself to the music of the Riders of the Purple Sage, the songs you like best, and a fine Western story. It's a half hour of happiness, Western style. So just pull up a chair and listen.
And when we get to the story, there's going to be some laughs for all of you. But first, it's music with Foy and the boys doing a great Western classic in their own fine style. Here's Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on the horse. That is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roaring fifth repeater how they run when they hear the fellas come, because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Guide you as an evening star. Roughest, toughest man before is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Got his name and sing it to the cows and sheep. Every night they say sing the herd to sleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low. He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That is syncopated, gated, and it's such a funny meter to the roaring of the theater how they run when they hear the fellas gun, because the Western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Cowboy! Ragtime Cowboy Joe!
Folks, right from your first bite into the rich, good softness of Weber's bread, you'll know that here's the bread for you. Fine, smooth texture, real bread flavor, and that just from the oven freshness that lasts and lasts and lasts. And, well, there's lots of sound nourishment in Weber's bread. Let's just take that for granted and judge Weber's bread on the way it completely satisfies even the most finicky appetites. The kids will love it, Dad will love it, and you'll all go for it, too. Just be sure to choose the soft, fresh loaf in the bright blue check gingham wrapper. It's Weber's, and it's waiting for you at your grocer's. Make your next loaf the all-family favorite, Weber's Bread.
Here's a love song that's been handed down to us from the pages of American folk music. A little while ago, people began to notice it and ask for it. And the first thing anyone knew, another hit was on the way to the Musical Hall of Fame. The Riders of the Purple Sage and Molly Darlin'.
Won't you tell me, Molly? Sweet Molly, darling, say that you will give me back. Stars are smiling, Molly, mystic veil of night. They seem laughing, Molly, darling, while Fauna hides her love.
Hey, Terry, come over here a minute.
Oh, sure, Foy. What's up?
You know, we've got some great characters out here in the West.
Oh, sure. Any of us Westerners are characters.
Oh, I'm talking about one of the real tough characters. A man from Texas who could do anything.
Well, most Texans could fill that order. Just ask them.
Texans are great. But this one's kind of special. I tell you what, why don't the boys and I tell you about Pecos Bill?
Well, I can't think of a better time, better place, or a better song.
Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and a western superman to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, cause he never had no fear of man nor beast. So yippee-yi-yay-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill's. And when he caught them ornery villains, Pecos knocked out all their fillings. That's the reason that there's gold in them there hills. So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yay, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Hey, Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert. It was 90 miles across that burning sand.
No water?
He never knew he'd reach the border if he didn't get some water. So he grabbed up a stick and dug the Rio Grande.
So yippee-yi-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yo. He's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
One day Pecos found his favorite dogie missing. The dogie that was nearest to his heart. So then he lassoed all the cattle clear from Texas to Seattle. That's the way the Texas Roundup got its start.
So yippee-yi-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yo. He's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
While a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little game. He gave them redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out from their makeup. Now that's the way the Painted Desert got its name.
So yippee-yi-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yo. He's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
While reclining on a cloud high over Texas,
where is that state?
With his gun he made the stars evaporate. Then Pecos saw the stars declining, so he left one brightly shining,
yeah?
As the emblem of the Lone Star Texas state.
So yippee-yi-yi-yi, yippee-yi-yo. He's the toughest critter west of the Alamo. West of the Alamo.
This is the time when Foy Willing and the riders of the Purple Sage bring you another of their stories of the West. In the West, you'll find adventure and you'll find laughs. And there's plenty of both in the story of Ranch for Sale. This Western land of ours is famous for its beauty. Its wide-spreading ranches, rocky canyons, and lazy rivers are like no other land. The West is famous, too, for its different way of life. Its easy hospitality. Its way of taking time for the little things that make life worth living. But those of us who tell stories about the West find most of our material in the people who live here. The old characters of Gold Rush days, the mountain men who peopled the stories of Bret Hart, the cowboys, the prospectors, the sun-kissed ladies, all the hard-working, laughing, adventurous people who live in our sunset land. You'll meet a couple of most unusual characters in this adventure of Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Drifting along, singing a song.
Foy Willing and Al Sloy like to relax at the Rolling Wheel Ranch between pictures. It's a real cattle spread, not a dude ranch. And it's owned by one of the most charming old ladies in all the West. Lovely, capable Ma Landry. As our story begins, we find the boys at the ranch enjoying Ma's restful, soothing hospitality.
Get out and stay out!
That no good lady, shiftless, broken down saddle bum. That cowpoke don't get to work and stay out of my kitchen. I'll tear out two of his ribs and beat a drum solo on his thick skull. Now, what does he think this is? A dude ranch?
That's what I like about you, Ma. You're so kind and gentle.
No. They know I don't mean it. Only way to get any work out of them lazy cowhands is to yell at them.
Yeah, but don't they find out that you're just bluffing after a while?
They know darn well I can knock their ears off any time they get out of line. Running this spread for 20 years has made me kind of rugged.
Yes, ma'am. Look, Ma, I don't want to be nosy, but why are you selling Rolling Wheel Ranch?
Oh, because I'm tired. I've been chasing over these 30,000 acres since I was a little girl, and I'm getting too old for that kind of stuff.
Well, but, Ma, this is your home. Why, it's the most beautiful ranch in the valley.
Yeah, I know. I always said I wanted to live and die right here. But then this Mr. King come along loaded with money, and I figured I could sell him the ranch for enough to retire and live like a lady in the city.
Oh, you wouldn't like it, Ma, believe me. A month in the city and you'd be aching to get back to the cattle country.
Well, maybe so, but my mind's made up. Mr. King's just changing into that dude riding outfit he wears, and he'll go with us to look the place over. Now, I want you boys to go to work on him and help me put over this deal.
Oh, I kind of hate to do that, Ma. The Rolling Wheel won't be the same without you around.
Now, I want no back talk out of you Hollywood cowboys. You're like my own boys, and I'm going to treat you that way.
Well, we ain't going to love you like a mother if you call us Hollywood cowboys, though. Boy and I both grew up on ranches.
Oh, Al, sure. I'm sure just did. Having my fun with you. But you boys will help me make the sale, won't you?
Well, I guess so. But this Mr. King better know something about cattle ranching.
Yeah, I'd sure hate to see a beautiful place like this run down.
Hello, hello, and hello.
Here's Mr. King now. Come in and meet Four Willin and Al Slowey. They belong to the Riders of the Purple Sea.
Well, I'm glad to know you, friends. Glad to know you.
Well, how do you do?
Hi.
Ma tells me you're a businessman from the East.
That's right. Absolutely right. From Brooklyn. But I've traveled all over the West. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Aren't you afraid of the Indians?
What Indians?
Yeah, you're a little bit west of Pittsburgh now. About 2,000 miles. This is Indian country.
Oh, now, you boys go pulling none of your shenanigans on Mr. King.
Now, you say you got some Indians. You say they give you trouble. Think no more about it, friend. Tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh, now, we ain't got no Indian trouble.
Wait a minute, Ma. Let's find out what he's going to do.
My friend, that's easy. All you do is feed him bubble gum. Cornelius King's hubba bubba bubble gum. Why, the scores fall for it, the Braves rave about it, the Chiefs chew it, and the papooses poo it. Friend, all you gotta do is keep the Indians happy with hubba bubba bubble gum.
Oh, you're in the bubble gum business, right?
Right, friend, absolutely right. The finest little package of bubble gum on the market. Now, here's a sample, friend. Here's one for you, and here's one for you, too, lady. Now, notice that it has a genuine photograph of Esther Williams on the front and a picture of Jane Russell on the back.
But where's the gum?
With a label like that, who wants gum?
Boy, maybe we'd better get down to business. We can tell Mr. King about the ranch, and then we'll look it over.
Fine, fine, that's just fine. Just give me the facts. Now, just a second, I'll get my pencil. I'll write them down in shorthand. All right, now.
Well, I've got 30,000 acres.
Wait a minute, King. You're not writing shorthand.
Why, I certainly am, friend. One hand's longer than the other. This is my shorthand. All right, friend, how many cows you got?
About 2,000 head.
2,000 head, that's a lot of heads, but how many whole cows?
Well, that's what she means, 2,000.
Oh, well, how many horses?
About 120 broke.
Broke? You mean they spent all the money? Hey, you mean the horses can't afford a bale of hay? Tell you what I'm going to do.
Feed them bubble gum?
Look, now, don't worry about the horses. Al and I are going to break some more while we're here.
You're going to break them?
Sure.
You mean with your bare hands?
Well, of course.
Right in the middle?
You don't get the idea, Mr. King. A horse has to be broke before you can put a saddle on him.
Well, can't you just bend him a little?
No. No, you still don't get the idea. You have to tame the horse. You take a wild horse and put a halter on him. You know what a halter is?
Why, certainly it's the top to a girl's bathing suit.
Well, now, I think you're kind of a tenderfoot when it comes to horses.
What did you say, friend? Tenderfoot? Why, when it comes to horses, I can keep up with the best of them.
Well, let me know when you start passing them, and I'll take you out to Hollywood Park.
Oh, now, look, let's not get started on horse racing.
Pigeon racing would be more his speed.
Pigeon racing?
Well, sure. Lots of people go in for racing pigeons.
Well, don't you think that's a little unfair?
Why?
Well, people's legs are much longer than the pigeons.
Now, I think we'd better get back to business. I'll go see if the horses are ready. You get your hat, boys, and we'll ride out and have a look at the place.
Okay. All right.
Bring up them horses, you slab-sided no-account shipless pay stealing rat of hands.
Ah, wonderful woman, isn't she?
She sure is, Mr. King. Tell me, when you buy the Rolling Wheel Ranch, are you going to keep it just like it is?
I should say not, friend. I made $1,000,000 out of Hubba Bubba Bubblegum, and I'll spare no expense to make this the finest dude ranch in the West. I will have swimming pools, a nightclub, paved roads, hot and cold running cowboys. Well, friend, what do you think?
I think maybe you'd better go out and get on your horse. Ma's probably waiting for you.
Yeah. Al and I got something to talk about.
Well, see, aren't you going along to look over the ranch?
Yeah, but we'll meet you a little later.
The later the better. Boy, when Ma finds out about this, she'll stretch our hides on a frame and use them for fancy embroidery.
Oh, no, she won't. Ma just talks tough. Did you get the boys all set?
Yeah, the whole bunch of them be waiting for us. All the guns are loaded with blanks, including ours.
Was Ma packing a gun?
Oh, no, she doesn't want to scare Cornelius King.
Oh, that's good. I'd hate to have that old gal shooting in any fight I'm going to be in.
I still don't think she's going to like this.
I don't know about that. How would you feel if she sold the ranch and old Hubba Hubba Bubblegum made it into a dude pasture?
I guess the only thing is to scare this guy King off the place.
Yeah. With what he knows about the West, he'd ruin the ranch.
Yeah. There he is, right up ahead. Ma's talking his ears off.
Okay. Here we go.
Up, boy.
Come on, let's go. Hey. Whoop, get out of here.
Hey, Ma, Mr. King.
Rustlers!
What's going on?
Head for cover.
Hold on, you sad buster.
Shaking there, friends. What seems to be the trouble?
Rustlers.
Rustlers? Well, let them rustle. It's too quiet around here anyway.
Not anymore, it ain't.
There's a whole flock of them, all carrying guns and ready to fight.
Oh, now, what's this crazy story? What do you mean, rustlers?
There was 10 of them.
Which way did they go?
They went that way.
He means this way.
Huh?
I'm afraid there's going to be gunplay.
Play, he calls it.
Oh, look out.
Tell me, let him have it.
Run for cover, Mr. King. Run.
Out there and wave at those rustlers. They'll shoot you down.
Rustlers, my foot. Don't tell me I don't know blank cartridges when I hear them fired. You just wait till I get my hands on them cowpokes.
I told you you couldn't fool more for him.
No, I guess not. But we got rid of King.
And you better start running, too. You scared him off just when he was ready to make a deal.
Then I'm glad. I'll be darned if I want to see that guy buy your ranch.
Now, who said anything about his buying my ranch? I almost had him talked into marrying me.
If it's true that bread is the staff of life, folks, how's your bread box staff these days? If it contains a supply of good Weber's bread, you and your family are all set for some mighty tasty eating. Next time you visit your grocer, choose Weber's bread. Chances are you'll be sold for life on Weber's for real good eating. No wonder more folks here in Southern California prefer Weber's bread. Just try that blue gingham wrap Weber loaf and you'll see, feel, and taste why. And for another brand of real enjoyment, don't miss the Boys Club Rose Bowl Rodeo next Friday night, May 14th, at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. Besides Monty Montana, the champion trick rider and roper, and Jerry Colonna, there will be many other feature performers and wonderful gate prizes.
It's a song from the big country where a cowboy jogs along all day with just a horse to keep him company. Instead of trying to make $1 million, he's just trying to make the next water hole. This is music about the real things. Dodging the sun, getting across the desert, and finding a drink of cool water as a reward for a day's work. The riders of the Purple Sage and Cool Water.
I've faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. And don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star is a pool of water. But with the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can Can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water. Cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water. Cool water, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Folks, and we're glad you could be with us. Come again next week. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Sloey, Johnny Powell, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the writers of The Purple Sage. Eddie Marr and Virginia Gregg helped us tell our story. Thanks go to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long for now, and whatever it is, don't let it worry you. From Hollywood, you've heard your all-star Western Theater. A B.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee Stations, Los Angeles.